Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've listened to our show at all, you know my thought when it came to a possible playoff series against the Philadelphia 76ers with a healthy Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I think we all agree with you.
Or the Miami Heat, coached by Eric Spoelstra, with just about anybody on the floor.
Didn't
want to see him if I were the Cavaliers. But you're tempting those basketball gods.
You are. You did yesterday.
Welcome back to Basket at Phelps. 216-474-0092, the number to join us.
Hey, just a quick thing. So it seems weird that the Guardians are playing at 11, right?
Yeah. Well, it's
Patriots Day, man.
Yeah, it's the big deal in Boston.
It is, but
they play a day game, day baseball game, Boston Marathon.
Right, but I didn't realize Patriots Day was, I always thought it was just Massachusetts. Do you know it's more than that?
Oh, it's all of New England.
Oh, maybe. No, hey, it's even more than that. It's also
Wyoming.
This is weird. It's Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Wisconsin, Connecticut, and North Dakota all celebrate Patriots Day.
All right, good for them.
Just so you know that.
Good for them.
Hey, you're a little bit smarter today for listening to Baskin and Phelps.
Thanks. When does that start?
When does what start?
When we get smarter.
Never. Yeah, Cliff, let me tell you, it's an annual event that's formalized as a legal holiday there.
What do you think about the Cavs and the
Six
Magic?
Six states in the United States celebrating the battles round of the American Revolutionary War.
Our former coworker,
what
Jake Chapman.
Wow. The American Revolutionary War.
Our former coworker Jake Chapman is the voice of the Orlando Magic on the radio. He'll be joining us this week, so we'll be talking to him.
Think he's celebrating Patriots
I'm
Day?
Just saying, if I'm Jamal Mosley, head coach of the Magic, former Cavs assistant coach, man, I'm. It's in every guy's locker. It's everywhere I can put it. They blew the fourth quarter against the Hornets to face you. Whether it's true or not, I'm using it. Whether it's true or not, I'm going to use it. Right?
I would. It's a great motivator. Right. The fact of the matter is, we could all sit here and get really agitated, or just everyone starts thinking about everything that's going on with what they did yesterday. The regular season's over.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore.
And this is where you are right now.
Yep.
If they lose, you're going to come back and say, why were you tempting fate in the last game of the regular season? If they win and keep moving on, no one's going to say a word. But they got to win two rounds now to say that.
Would you have preferred, obviously we didn't want the Heat, we didn't want the Sixers. That wouldn't have happened because the Knicks played it to the hilt and came back in overtime and beat the Bulls. So as it turns out, you would have had Indiana.
So do you think they're regretting what they did?
I don't think so, but you never know. Chris is in Chicago. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Guys, hey, good to talk to you guys. By the way, real quick, Jeff, I'm going to buzz this by Andy for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Andy?
Yeah,
Cleveland Coyotes has a better ring than Salt Lake City Coyotes.
Yeah, it does. It does. I don't know. I got to tell you, Salt Lake's hot right now, man. They're going to get teams. Salt Lake's going to get them. And by the way, I mean, they have the venue there. They don't have the football team there. So it's pretty – if you look at it, look at that Columbus model where you were looking at college athletics. Utah football's huge there. So we'll see what happens there.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. Hey, real quick question. You know, I think Pacers, Magic, either way, they're going to be tough series. And if it's against Orlando, I think the home court helps in both cases. But I did have a question about the one thing I don't like about JB. I'm not a big fan of his rotations, and I'm not the only one. Whatever happened to Tristan Thompson? Was the suspension, like, the reason he was suspended while he was great? Or, you know, now that he's back, and he was back for about, what, 10, 15, 20 games, like, he didn't seem like he got back in the games. So I looked at the box score, and I didn't watch the game, of course, but last night's box score, he barely played. I mean, I thought he was awesome in the first half of the season. What say you? And then how's JB? Like I said, I'm not a big fan of his rotations. I don't know how he's going to do it in the playoffs, but those are my comments, you guys.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. If you're counting on Tristan to play big and important minutes, okay. I think you have better options. But I do think his veteran leadership can be very helpful to this team, and there might be times where he can help you on the floor. I don't think he's going to be the key to the Cavaliers winning a playoff series. So I understand the lack of minutes. He's played the end of his career is – we've seen a serious reduction in playing time. That's okay. I mean, that happens. So I don't have an issue with him not playing a whole lot. And we'll see what JB does in the playoffs.
I kind of like him being around. I like the fact they were in L.A. and he was getting in somebody's face after the game. It seems like it was forever ago. But I kind of like his attitude.
The leadership's not a bad thing. And
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. Steven is in Amherst, home of those Steel Comets. Steven.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I can't stand the amount of flame our fans are giving the Cavs for making this move, if you want to call it a move. We knew before going into Charlotte that we were in fourth seat. Why would you try to jump a seat and then be unpredictable what opponent you have and have less time to prepare? It just makes no sense to me. I would have done the same thing. Rest the starters, coast through Charlotte, and watch the other games. This is chess, not checkers, right?
Right.
We got to get a favorable matchup. And the Magic haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years. You could say the same thing about the Pacers, but I'll take my odds after watching the Pacers game against the Magic. And I just think it's a great move. And it's not weak. It's strategic, right? And you knew before Charlotte that you were going to be in the playoffs in the fourth seed. You knew what your opponents were probably going to look like. I would have done the same thing, you know? I'm just sick of all the flame from all the fans and social media. Let's stop that, right? Like, it's not like the Lakers go to the play-in every year and end up in the finals with LeBron, right?
Steve, the one thing about it, Steve, and I'll agree with you on this, and, you know, I didn't want to see Philly. I didn't want to see Miami. My next choice would not have been to play Indiana. So if you're looking for the ideal matchup, the best possible matchup, I think Orlando's it. It's just the way it kind of came about. I think that, you know, if you believe in karma, if you believe in tempting the basketball gods, which of course is all nonsense, but it's, you know, sometimes can come back and bite you. That's it. But yeah. I agree with you. Orlando's the best matchup, and that's the matchup they have.
Yeah, but you had fourth seed. I mean, you knew you were going to have fourth seed. Win or lose, you could have still ended up back in fourth seed. You know, why play your starters? Why tempt fate that way?
Why'd you play them early on then, I wonder? You know, you
didn't. Oh, we had to get him some time, Jeff. They're giving him some time off.
You didn't play the guards, so. Steven, thank you. You didn't play the guards, but okay. Marie's in Willoughby. Marie. Hey, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Well,
good. Okay. What's up?
Oh, I was just, you know, to piggyback on, you know, the last two callers. I do feel that the Magic is a better matchup because they're not, you know, playoff. They haven't been to the playoffs since forever. I can't even remember the last time they played in the playoffs, maybe when LeBron was in Miami. I mean, we played them in 2009 and lost and whatever. I mean, either way, the Philly Heat matchup, the Heat aren't going to lay down. So, you know, Boston might, if Philly loses, maybe Boston plays them in the first round and they end up losing and we have a better chance getting into that, you know, if we beat Orlando, cause they're a tough team. But, just a quick question. Had we won and the Knicks lost, we were tied, our records were tied. Doesn't the season series take the, figure out the seed? So wouldn't we still be the three seed regardless of our record being tied.
According to everything I saw, Marie, had the Cavs won the game against Charlotte and had the Knicks lost, the Cavs would have been the 2 seed.
Really? So they take in consideration the Eastern Conference.
I don't know the tiebreaker. All I know is if they won, they would have been the 2 seed had the Knicks
lost. Yeah, I mean, I definitely would not have wanted to play the Heat, and with Joel Embiid I don't know if he's 100%. So you have no idea what that. So I guess it did fall. I would have liked to see them win. You know, we would have won the division since 2018, but you know, it is what it is, and we're in the playoffs, so that's all that matters.
Bring it on, Marie. You're absolutely right, Andy. Division champ. Marie would have wanted that.
That's true. Oh,
I teed you up for your rant about a championship division banner.
Oh, of course. We have to have those. Those are great. Central. Yeah, I don't
know. There you go.
Oh, I have a lot of Central t-shirts from the 80s.
There you go.
So it's just too funny story. Well, first of all, just going back, you know, the last time Orlando was in the playoffs was 2020. They lost to the Bucks. They lost that series 4 games. Got knocked out in the first round. And then she brought up that series in 2009. Were the Cavs.
Oh, don't say that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. It was awful.
How did we lose that series?
I'll tell you
that
how.
Was Dwight Kobe
Howard
LeBron.
And, Dwight Howard and Stan Van Gundy.
But that was Kobe. That should have been Kobe LeBron. That should have been. But that my favorite story, one of my favorite stories of all time came from that. Remember that? After they lost, I've told the story. I don't know if I should be telling it on the air, but I don't care. We were in the locker room after the game, and the team is completely depressed in Orlando that they lost this game. They got knocked out of the series.
This is the Wally story?
Yeah, and so LeBron is like beside himself. Like, how did we lose this series? How did we get beat? And Wally Szczerbiak is standing in his locker on the other side of the locker, and there's like 5 or 6 reporters in there at the end of the game. And LeBron's sitting in his locker, and he's just kind of got his hands. I'm pretty sure his hands were over his face.
They were
over his face. He was trying to figure out what just happened. And then all of a sudden, you hear Wally Szczerbiak on the other side of the locker room going, "Bron." Bron. Yes, Wally. BBQ, Game 1, finals, your house? And LeBron just shook his head and walked away. It was awesome. I'll never forget that.
Way to go, Wally. Not really what you wanted there. Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, you guys. No, Wally was saying, what day do they send my check? It doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter.
BBQ, my house, man.
Yeah. Heck, if we win or lose, I want to eat. And when do you send my check? You know, I'm rooting for Orlando, of course. You know, this just shows you.
Wait. Why are you rooting for Orlando, of course?
Well, Andy, great having you back.
It's good to
great
be back, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah, you
almost went to Parma, Italy, by the way, just to say I've been to both Parmas. But I didn't go.
Well, go. That's okay. Hey, but you know, I'm kind of like Tom Thibodeau. They asked Thibodeau. I mean, I saw New York play this weekend, 2 games. They fought like dogs on both those games. And afterwards, they said, "Why don't you rest these guys, Tom?" He says, "We don't rest on anything." And so that's the mindset. This, you know, we're going to fight like dogs through everything. And here's ours. Who can we play? How can we game this system? We don't want to play anybody tough. We want to kind of fool everybody so that maybe even the management or the ownership will let us have another year, because if we get beat in the first round, we may be gone because we didn't win as many games as we did last year. So in some ways, you know, and here, what bothers me the most is we go after Jontay Porter. Jontay Porter for possibly, you know, not sure.
The gambling stuff.
And with gambling so much a part of the NBA, Jeff and Andy, you know, who knew that we weren't going to play those guys the fourth quarter? Who knew we were going to not only score 14?
It's shady. It feels shady, right? The whole thing feels shady.
But the problem is, Andy, do you think the NBA, you think they're going to take the heat off of Jontay Porter, or you think they're going to do a full-fledged investigation of the Cavaliers? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. And it reminds me of just this weekend. What bothers me the most is, on other stuff, you know, we're forced to like the Yankees. We're forced to like the Los Angeles Lakers.
President's on line 1 behind you.
And I was watching that game, and it was close between L.A. and Memphis.
Bill, got to wrap it up.
And I said to my son, there ain't no way Memphis is going to win this. And, of course, you know, they blew as many calls as they could. So what is fair in this league? And everything is kind of a set already.
Thanks,
Bill. Thank you very much, buddy. 216-474-0092. Cavs magic, folks. All right, you might not like it, but you tempted the gods, and now you get the magic. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Jeff Schedell, who covered the game yesterday, coming up at 11 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Max Strus being very diplomatic.
Good answer.
Yeah, it really actually was answer. A really good answer.
I mean, he has no control whether he's playing or not. So.
It's just weird. I can't sit here and condemn the Cavaliers for what happened in the fourth quarter yesterday, because who wanted to play Philly or Miami in the first round? That could have happened. You know, then if you just play it out normally and you try to win the game, maybe you just get Indiana. Is that a better matchup than Orlando? Who knows?
Again, this is a time issue, right?
Yeah.
We are in the time right now. We're in that moment where, like, man, this looks shady. I don't know, man. I don't know if they should have done that. And it's the I don't know part of it that's keeping you, like, talking about this. Like, should they have done that? Should they have not have done that? If they win, let's say they come in, they're a little bit healthier than they would have been, they blow out Orlando, they take down Boston, no one's ever going to question that. Right. I don't think they're taking down Boston. But
you never know.
I'm just saying, it's there.
Gotta play
and if it works, then no one will ever remember. Oh, like, I remember the last game of the season when they, fourth quarter, didn't they pull the guys?
We have two favorite people from Geneva. One's Brian Anderson.
Yes.
The other is Sensitive Dave.
Sensitive Dave, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. It's been a while.
How you doing?
Too long, Sensitive Dave. Too long.
No, I'm good. Just, been busy and just haven't felt a need to have to cheerlead here lately.
All right.
So as far as the Cavs go, the Cavs had nothing to gain by winning that game. Nothing. Nothing to gain. And no one's saying anything about Dallas tanking or, you know.
Oh, we don't work in Dallas.
You know, that's basically my take. If anyone thinks, you know, Thibodeau had a soundbite earlier, you know, well, Cleveland does what they do and we do what we do. Oh, bull. If they were trailing that whole game or most of it because Cleveland was ahead most of that game. And it says, wow, if Cleveland does the stupid thing and wins that game, we're losing for sure. So we got to hang, you know, I'm sure that's what they all, bottom line is every team does what's best for the franchise. That's what they do. That's what they get paid to do.
That is
so
true.
That's what they're trying to do. You know, that's my take on it.
Hey, Dave, you got a couple of days. Can you work up a playoff song for us and call back?
For you, Jeff, I will think about it.
Awesome.
Oh, not right. For me? Oh, I'm so sad.
Well, I asked.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Jeff asked Andy. It's for you. You know,
right. I'll ask next time. He's right.
Good to hear from you, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
There's Dave. I love Dave. Dave has come up with some fine songs for us.
He is our songwriter.
Which we appreciate. Mm-hmm. Andy is in North Olmsted. Hi, Andy.
Andy.
Jeffrey, Andy, and Dan. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, anyway, a couple quick comments, and then I have a question for you guys. My first comment is my heart goes out to CPJ, makes a fantastic block, and then rolls his ankle. He was set up for a monster game. That's comment number one. Comment number two is the Orlando Magic. Let's talk about toughness. They split with us. The Wagner brothers are tough. When Bancaro doesn't settle, he's tough. Jalen Suggs is that guy on the floor. Diving on the floor. They have the best kept secret in the NBA. He's been hurt forever, and now he's healthy. It's Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? Wendell Carter, Joe Ingles, Markel Fultz, Gary Harris, and Cole Anthony, they're pretty good NBA players, too.
They're not, Andy, you're right. They're a very interesting young team. They really are.
Jeff, I think this series has seven games written all over it. I give slight advantage to Cleveland because of home court. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like Max Strus. My goal is to win the championship. We have a historically good number one seed in the East. You do everything you can if you want to really win a championship. So if we beat Orlando in a seven-game series and get waxed by Boston, I know you have to play the games. So let's be honest. So what? We took another step? And then next year, guess what? Detroit and Charlotte, Washington, they're not going to be in the playoffs. Oh, gosh, we don't want to play Miami. We don't want to play Philadelphia. And maybe I feel this way. Okay, I predicted 3-6. The only thing that didn't go right was the Cavs winning. And I do have a question I want to sneak in, but that's how I feel. Winning is a culture. What's our
When we had LeBron, we didn't worry about who we were playing. We didn't.
Yeah, but Andy, you're right. That's the thing. And, hey, think about this, you guys. You know, let's just take Philadelphia, for example. Joel Embiid right now, he's not playing like an MVP. Miami's been disjointed all year. You're not getting the best of those teams right away. And so I'm kind of disgusted. So let me ask you this, Jeff and Andy and Dan, right now, because it's going to happen. I hope Boston gets knocked off. Do we want Boston playing Philly or Miami? What do you guys think about that one?
I think Philly's the tougher team
mm-hmm.
if Embiid is even 80% of what he's supposed to be. So I would think either way, think about those two series. You know, New York's going to draw if the Sixers and the Heat do what they're supposed to do, one of them's going to be playing New York and one of them's going to be playing Boston. And those are phenomenal first-round playoff series. Andy, those are going to be fun. And I don't know if it matters one way or the other. I have a ton of respect for Joel Embiid. I think he's outstanding. So to me, Andy, he's the guy to keep an eye on. The Guardians are playing in Boston today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting shortly.
Patriots Day.
And why do they do that, Andy? Boston Marathon. They celebrate like absolute crazy. And
one of the celebrations.
By golly, we're going to get you ready for it right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Red Sox, Guardians, Patriots Day. That's the way to get her done, isn't it?
Let's go, Jeff.
Yes, yes, it definitely is, gentlemen. And so your starting lineup brought to you by KC Roofing for your Guardians today. Stephen Kwan will be hitting leadoff in left field.
He's been terrific.
He's been very good. Andrés Giménez hitting second in the lineup, second base he will be playing for this one.
He's been terrific.
Jose Ramirez hitting third, designated hitter. Josh Naylor, first base, hitting fourth for the Guards. Bo Naylor will be hitting fifth at catcher. Ooh, so you have back-to-back Naylors.
Wow. Yes. I wonder if brothers have ever hit back-to-back home runs in Major League Baseball. I'm sure. I don't know who it might be.
Elmers? Maybe.
I don't know.
Be my only guess.
Sandy was under the weather this weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
I like that. It's interesting. Back-to-back Naylors.
Tyler Freeman hitting sixth, playing center field. Estevan Florial will be in right field. He'll hit seven.
By the way.
Oh, that was fun.
Is he onto something now?
Onto something. I was making sure I heard that right.
Well,
it'd be nice.
He onto something?
He's looking pretty good. Last couple games, good for him.
It'd be nice. We'll take anything we can get offensively for this ball club. Yep. So, Gabriel Arias will play third base. He'll be hitting eighth in the lineup. And at shortstop will be Brian Rocchio hitting ninth. And that, gentleman, is your starting lineup brought to you by KC Roofing.
Rocchio had a little bit of a struggle, Andy, at the plate. I hope they stick with him and just keep giving him at-bats and we see where he goes. Although Arias hit a terrific opposite field home run.
Brothers have hit back-to-back home runs twice in Major League Baseball.
Oh.
The Uptons did it.
Oh, okay.
And Justin. And BJ and Justin, they did that. And then there was one a long time before that.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Lloyd and Paul Wanner were the other two. 1938 Pirates. We were at that game. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Wore my suit. I wore my wrong suit that day.
They were good, actually.
Yeah.
Jeff Shadell covers a lot of things for the News Herald, including Cavs basketball. He kind of ruffled a couple of feathers yesterday in the postgame press conference. But we like guys who ruffle feathers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.